Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I hope you guys are like really enjoying all of this food talk that Olivia and I are having all about Montreal.
Hopefully it's not too torturous.
I can see people now driving and pulling over, trying to, find a quick spot to grab something to eat. But hey, if you think you're doing that now, I'm going to bring on a conversation that I had with the person who actually created the Yule Festival. His name is Daniel Glick, and he was the co-founder of the Yule Eat Festival in Montreal. And when he talks about the festival, he can really bring it to life. So I had a great interview with him, Olivia, but after talking with him, I had to run around and get some more food to eat.
Well, let's hear what he has to say.
Here's what he had to say, my conversation with Daniel. So, Daniel, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out to talk with me here on the second day of the Yule Eat Festival. And I have been eating and drinking my way around the festival, but I understand you're one of the co-founders. So tell me, what was your inspiration to get this started?
I think I just love eating. I love food. I love discovering it. I like trying new things. I'll eat just about anything.
Really?
And
oh, wow.
Yeah, why not? I'll try everything once. And it doesn't mean I'm going to like it or eat it again.
But you don't know until you try it.
Exactly. I remember growing up, my parents always, not forced me, but they encouraged me to try everything. You know, age two was eating lobster and shrimp and crab, and we'd go to Florida and go to the crab house.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, stuff. Just like great memories like that of food that I see now, or you know, maybe some young people just aren't as into. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, I don't know. It was just it's in me to try new things, and I just love good food. I like the creation of it, the passion that goes into it, the time they spend, the way they cut certain either meat or vegetables, and the way they cook it. They put so much effort and passion into the chef, into what they do. There's that creativity, and plating is like a whole new thing where everything is so pretty.
Yes, it's art.
Yeah, it is.
It really is art. Yeah.
So, I mean, those are a bunch of the reasons why I really wanted to start this festival and create something that I really want to go to, and I think that's unique and different, and that delivers what Montreal has to offer.
And it takes place over 3 days, so we're here on the second day of it, so I know there's another day coming up. But it seems as though everything is so fresh. So is there a farm to kind of restaurant, a farm to table kind of concept to where you guys started?
There's definitely that theme, especially this year more than any other. You know, we're doing a smokehouse over 3 days. Every day there's, I think it's 6 different chefs, and every chef is creating a different item on the menu. And, you know, we spoke to the chefs about where they get their meat, and they told us their suppliers and explained the process and everything like that. And that was very important to us. And, you know, it's September now, and, you know, tomatoes are in season, and root vegetables. And there's a lot of great vegetables in season now, so now's the time to really, you know, grab on to everything that Quebec has to offer.
Everything that's fresh. And I really love eating that way. Plus, it also creates a little bit of anticipation. You know, looking forward to that season when the tomatoes arrive or when the corn is ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not as good during the rest of the time of the year, so you don't eat it then, but you just hold up and wait until it's fresh.
Winter tomatoes are very difficult.
Yes. And then, you know, sometimes they turn into those red things that you buy at the grocery store, you know.
Yeah.
Not really even a tomato.
Not a tomato. But exactly. September in Quebec, we got the best tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, I've had some tomatoes. Everything's been so delicious.
Yeah.
But now you mentioned that you have several chefs that are preparing different menus and different foods. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there's this guy, Eric Dupree. He runs a restaurant in Montreal. Dominion Tavern, and he's going to be in the smokehouse every day creating different things. Yesterday he created a carrot hot dog, which was pretty cool.
Made of
carrots? Yeah, it's a carrot instead of a hot dog.
Wow.
That was pretty neat. What else did we see in the smokehouse? There's this giant clam bake. That was great. This corn cheesy chowder. That was delicious that I just ate.
Love that. I love corn.
Yeah. What else do we have? We had Bill Durham from Brooklyn Barbecue. That was here yesterday with his brisket and pickles. Just such a great classic.
Well, you know, it's a good reason to come to Montreal, you know, when the festival's coming along, because Montreal is known for food and the diversity of the cuisine here. So this is a good opportunity, really, for people to plan their trip around, you know, the Yulee Festival and come and enjoy the food and really, really get a taste of Montreal.
Yeah, and it's, we always do it on Labor Day weekend, so long weekend, 3 days, outdoors, indoors. You know, we offer a bit of everything, and one of our offerings, we call it the Palcool Gourmand. So it's kind of like a course of food, basically. And you go around to different kiosks, and you get to try different things. And in the Palcool, we do have cooking classes, we have demos, we've got wine tasting and beer tasting, and you get to do a lot of different things if you're into food.
Well, definitely. If you're into food, you must come and do this. And I like the way you have it set up, because you have the band that gets you in. Then you also have the band that is scanned as you try the different things, too. And you can kind of count the points and realize how many points you have left and what things you can taste and if you kind of need to get more points.
Yeah, and we think it's just an easier process for everyone. I think it's also fun to use.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to reach into your pocket every time, dish out another $3 or $5 and count the change. I think it speeds up the whole process,
yes.
So waiting lines aren't as great, which was also really important to us from a customer service point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many different things to try here.
So I want everyone to come, because I've had a fantastic time. Yesterday I went on a walking culinary tour, which was fantastic. The weather was beautiful and great, and we got a chance to try all kinds of different things and taste Montreal from that standpoint too, going to the farmer's market. So it definitely can be a destination that's all about culinary delights and, you know, matching the culture to the food. I love doing that kind of thing too.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot on the show about theme travel. So this is a perfect theme to come for the food and simply for the food. And then try out some of the other things. I mean, there are all other things to do around Montreal as well. Great art museums and things like that you can check out as well. But how can people find out about the You'll Eat event? Because I know it's done for 2017, but you're planning for 2018 again?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend next year. First weekend of September, Montreal. You could check us out on our website, lefestivalyouleat.com.
Hey, I definitely want everyone to go and do that. And they can come and have a great time eating their way around the festival.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Olivia, you can tell his passion and everything just from talking about this festival.
I can, and what I loved also is, you know, their kind of invention of making it easy to just go throughout the festival without worrying too much about, you know, getting out your wallet to pay in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just rack up the points and then purchase more if you need some.
That made it really, really easy for you just to kind of go and enjoy. You're not fumbling back and forth with trying to get the money out. Just have your ticket in your pocket and then present it when it's time to grab another bite.
Because you need your hands to eat.
You definitely need your hands to eat. But now I hope you guys will consider going, because as you know, as Daniel mentioned and talked about the You'll Eat Festival, I mean, there's a lot of great things to do there. I mean, over 100 renowned chefs who share their talent and passion for cooking. You have restaurants that are represented there, food trucks that are represented there. You know, producers of like the waterfront markets and the farms and the, you know, the places where they're growing vegetables and fruit and all of those things that make up, you know, what you go and put into a meal.
Right. And what goes on in Montreal every day. So if you really want to see what this, you know, food destination talk is all about, this is a great event to check out, because everybody's in one place at one time and you can see the best of the best.
You can see the best of the best. And I didn't get a chance to, because again, we were on a media tour. So we were kind of scheduled to kind of go and see and do different things, but they have all kinds of workshops there. So the next time I want to have a little bit of time to take in some of those workshops, cooking, you know, round tables where people are talking about and exploring issues about food waste and cooking and really how we can conserve as well when we talk about eating and, you know, preserving things. So, you know, it's just so many different things. I say definitely put this on your list for next year.
And imagine how glamorous it would be to say, yes, I learned how to cook this, you know, in a class in Montreal one weekend.
That would definitely be very, very cool. Very cool. So you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Montreal, because there's so much to talk about. I mean, it's just right up the road, Olivia, so we got to give them all the details.
And they're having a big year this year.
They are having a big year this year. So you guys sit tight here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down in beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. A lovely day.